The five-sensory personality accepts every impulse and insight as his or her own, as originating within his or her psyche. The multisensory personality knows that this is not always the case. Impulses, hunches, sudden insights, and subtle insights have assisted us on our evolutionary path since the origin of our species. That we have not recognized the guidance that has come to us in this way is a consequence of seeing reality through only five senses. From the five-sensory point of view, there is no other place from which insights and hunches can come. From the multisensory point of view, insights, intuitions, hunches, and inspirations are messages from the soul, or from advanced intelligences that assist the soul on its evolutionary journey. The multisensory personality, therefore, honors intuition in a way that the five-sensory personality does not. To the five-sensory personality, intuitions are curiosities. To the multisensory personality, they are promptings from, and links to, a perspective of greater compassion and comprehension than its own. To the five-sensory personality, intuitive insights or hunches occur unpredictably and cannot be counted upon. To the multisensory personality, intuitive insights are registrations within its consciousness of a loving guidance that is continually assisting and supporting its growth. Therefore, the multisensory personality strives to increase its awareness of this guidance. The first step to this is becoming aware of what you are feeling. Following your feelings will lead you to their source. Only through emotions can you encounter the force field of your own soul. That is the human passage in a word. The husband who is not able to trust, for example, may have felt anger or shame or resentment or coldness toward his wife when she told him of her business appointment. If he had been able to experience his feelings consciously, to detach from them, to observe them as energy currents running through his system, he would have been able to ask himself, "Why does the news of this business meeting affect me in this way?" This would have allowed him to discover that his feelings were reflecting a sense of rejection or of being less important to his wife than her meeting. If he then had reviewed his wife's message, he would have seen that she told him that she would have preferred to be with him, but could not. This would have allowed him to ask, "Then why do I still feel so disturbed?" And this would have led him to the answer, "Because I do not trust that she actually would prefer to be with me." In this way, becoming aware of his feelings, rather than unconsciously acting them out, would have led him to his issue of trust.